You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Fall doesn't officially begin for another few weeks, but the start of the college football season is a sure sign that summer's over. Tonight, Michigan State opens its season against the Furman Paladins. Furman University is in South Carolina, by the way. And tomorrow, the University of Michigan kicks off its 2016 campaign against the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors at Michigan Stadium. Joining me now for a season preview is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
Michigan State's starting quarterback will be Tyler O'Connor. Just to make it confusing for the casual football fan, Tyler O'Connor is replacing Connor Cook, who's now in the NFL. O'Connor's a senior who's been waiting in the wings for years. Is he ready for the spotlight that comes with quarterbacking a team that just came so close to winning a national championship?
So rarely can you say an unequivocal yes, but I'm going to give you one. Huh. Why? Because they go down to Columbus last year, the next-to-last game of the regular season. An undefeated Buckeye team, and you're the backup quarterback. Connor Cook is announced to not start hours beforehand. Tyler goes in there, and major upset over the Buckeyes. This kid's ready already.
The Spartans had some nail-biters during last season, most notably, of course, the wild end-of-the-game finish at Michigan, where they came out on top. Then in the Cotton Bowl, the college football playoff, Alabama just dominated the Spartans, 38-0. Do the Spartans have enough talent to come back and improve on what was still a fantastic season?
Not this year. They're too weak on the O-line, offensive line, as well as the defensive line. Those are the players that no one knows, but that's where you win football games. And they just had a lot of attrition, basically, generally. They will be still a very strong team, but they're not going to win a national title.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh came in last season with high but reasonable expectations. A lot of the recruits were recruited before he was in the job. But he far exceeded whatever expectations there were. 10 wins, a bowl victory. Now expectations are through the roof. Can he possibly live up to them in his second year?
Not if he creates a colony on Mars. Expectations are way off the chain here. And look, you're still replacing your quarterback. And last year's team, look, they went from 5 wins to 10 wins under Harbaugh. But that offensive line just 2 years ago, the one you're now dealing with, they had minus 48 yards rushing against Michigan State 2 years ago. Doug, minus 48 yards rushing means you're better off not calling a play. Just give them
several
the ball.
Several plays.
In fact, several plays. So you still are in some ways rebuilding. The offensive line is still the weak part of this team, in my opinion. The defense, however, is going to be phenomenal.
One of the reasons for the success last year was quarterback Jake Rudock. He was something of an unknown quantity, a graduate transfer, hadn't played at Michigan before. This season, Harbaugh will be choosing between sophomore Wilton Spate and junior transfer John O'Korn. Again, relatively unknown quantities. That's a big risk, right?
It would be, except that these guys have now been in your system for a year and a half. Keep in mind that Jake Rudock was the bigger risk. Rudock had only been there for August. He'd not seen spring ball. He'd been a transfer and all this stuff. O'Korn has already been in the system now for a year and change. And, of course, Wilton Spate has been here longer than that. Both, I'm sure, would be ready to do this job, probably more prepared than Jake Rudock was last year.
Harbaugh is something of a media magnet. It helps that he's a former NFL player. It helps that he's back in his hometown, coaching his alma mater. Mark D'Antonio is much more reserved, but Michigan State's been on this incredible tear for the last several seasons. Why does it seem like it's so much harder for them to generate that national buzz that follows Harbaugh around from job to job?
Well, it's actually in some ways flatly unfair. Now, Michigan last year was 10-3. That's great for Michigan, given recent history. Michigan State has been 36-5 over the last 3 years. They are fighting for national titles on a regular basis. They're winning Big Ten titles on a regular basis. Partly because Mark D'Antonio has almost no patience with the press, doesn't care about it. He's a pretty kind of a grim reaper, if you will. And to his credit, he uses all the disrespect that he and his team get constantly as fuel for their success. And he's gotten more fuel this year.
All right, John, prediction time, early, dangerous, before the season. But how do you like things to turn out for the Spartans and the Wolverines?
I think Michigan State will go 9-4, but probably beat either Michigan or Ohio State. I think Michigan's going to go 11-2 and probably lose to one of those two. So how about that?
John Bacon, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
John U. Bacon is the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers. His most recent book, End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football, comes out in paperback next month. And you can hear John most Fridays commenting on sports during Morning Edition here on Michigan Radio.